Good day to you. Here are three things in Isaiah chapter 26, and maybe for this today, maybe I'll just highlight three individual verses and just talk about them for just a second. First of all, I want to highlight verse four, where it's in the middle of a song of victory, a song of praise. Think again, this is a chapter, part of a section that looks toward the very end, the judgment, and yet the Lord, we just read about the banquet for all people in chapter 25. And he talked about swallowing up death forever, a spread of salvation placed in front of us. And then verse 4 of chapter 26 says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for Yah, the Lord, is the eternal rock." God has given us every reason for us to trust in him every day of our life. He is that eternal rock, that rock, our fortress. He will not be demolished and destroyed, a rock that stands firm. And because we trust in the Lord, later in the chapter, a few verses later, it talks about being, you know, waiting on him and longing for him to come and his judgments and his righteousness. But number two, look at verse 10, where he says, "Although grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. They will continue to act unjustly, even in a righteous land. They will not recognize the Lord's majesty." This verse speaks to God's objective justification, that it's for everyone, that banquet of salvation, that victory. It's for everybody, but not everybody believes it. Not everybody wants to. Grace is shown to the wicked. Grace is shown to all, but they don't necessarily, they don't always come to faith. They still reject him. They don't learn righteousness. They continue to live in their sinful ways. And so the grace is for everybody. We wait for that grace to be shown as he takes us home to heaven. And then a couple of verses later, verse 12, "O Lord, you establish peace for us." This is my number three. "You establish peace for us. Everything we have done, you have accomplished for us." When we think about this verse, we wait. He has established peace for us, peace between us and him all through Jesus, and everything that he has done, he has accomplished for us, Isaiah says. And so those are my three things on Isaiah chapter 26. Surely there's a lot more in here we could think about and discuss a little more. But if you have thoughts, please do share them in the comments. Have a blessed day.